Population bomb alarmist Paul Ehrlich predicts end of civilization nearing. By Joshua Klein on January 4, 2023. The next several decades will be the end of the kind of civilization we're used to. According to Stanford University biologist Paul Ehrlich, whose long-held apocalyptic prophecy was recently featured on the most-watched news magazine on TV. Appearing on CBS 60 Minutes on Sunday, notorious population prophet of doom Paul Ehrlich continued to present his failed theories. When told by CBS correspondent Scott Pelley that there is currently no political will to follow any of his recommendations, Ehrlich admitted that was the case and warned of the repercussions for such environmental apathy. "I know there's no political will to do any of the things that I'm concerned with, which is exactly why I and the vast majority of my colleagues think we've had it. That the next few decades will be the end of the kind of civilization we're used to," he said. Ehrlich also warned that humanity is not sustainable to maintain our lifestyle, yours and mine, claiming that for the entire planet you'd need 5 more Earths, and it's not clear where they're going to come from. The program continued by warning of a 6th mass extinction attributed to humanity's feasting on resources, which has tripled over the last 50 years. "We're already consuming 175% of what the Earth can regenerate," Pelley stated. "And consider half of humanity, about 4 billion, live on less than $10 a day," he added. "They aspire to cars, air conditioning, and a rich diet." Ehrlich, who has defended mass sterilization, sex-selective abortion, and infanticide, is the author of the infamous 1968 eco-doom bestseller The Population Bomb, which generated mass hysteria over the future of the world and the Earth's ability to sustain human life, yet was demonstrably proved wrong. In the book, he prophesied that hundreds of millions would starve to death in the 1970s, 65 million of whom would be Americans, that already overpopulated India was doomed, and that odds were fair that England will not exist in the year 2000. Ehrlich concluded that sometime in the next 15 years, the end will come, as an utter breakdown of the capacity of the planet to support humanity occurs. He has also argued that allowing women to have as many children as they desire is similar to letting people throw as much of their garbage into their neighbor's backyard as they want. Many on the left have long hailed minimizing the population as a whole as a means to save Earth from the so-called climate crisis. In a notable example, CNN founder Ted Turner called for a Chinese-style one-child policy in order to save the planet from climate change, while other prominent leftist figures, including Democratic Socialist Squad member Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, have suggested they may have fewer children to combat climate change. In addition, the drive to protect the environment and conserve resources has led to plans by New York City to reduce the amount of red meat served in city-run schools, hospitals, and correctional facilities, as well as calls from Democrats for Californians to cut back on electricity usage. On Sunday, a New York Times piece called for mating with a short partner as an effective way to help the planet because a future of smaller-sized individuals can help decrease the needs of subsequent generations. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.